Hello and welcome to another edition of Club Kingsnake Web Radio. Today we're talking with RF from the band Protest the Hero. How are you today, RF?
I'm doing quite well. I'm just sitting at home. I'm slow cooking for myself and just waiting for dinner to be done. What are you up to? How are you doing?
I'm just sitting here waiting for you guys to come back to Austin. Last time you were here was back in October or November. You had a really hot set over at Emo's.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always difficult for me to tell what season I'm in when we're in Texas because I'm used to October being pretty cold. So you just mentioned October. I was like, no, it must have been the summer because I remember aside from, we literally had a hot set. It was literally, steaming and spicy in there. But so it's a welcome change to the frigid temperatures up north, so we're looking forward to coming back, busting out some shorts and some t-shirts.
Well, you guys have had some big changes since you came down here. You've signed to Universal Music, and you've got a brand new album coming out. What's going on with that?
You know, when we signed to Universal Music, not internationally, but in Canada, that's because we kind of had the infrastructure to do that in Canada. Obviously, we couldn't make a move to a major in the States because there aren't a whole lot of people who know who we are, certainly down to the point that they would be coming out to shows, our shows. It seemed like the logical thing to do because we wanted to kind of step it up in Canada. And we think that with this new record, we've musically and lyrically and as a band and in terms of live performance and things, stepped it up. So we thought, hey, our management and the industry side of things better get up to speed as well. And we think that we've got the right team behind us to hopefully push us to that next level in Canada anyway.
Now, you're not only touring Canada, you're getting ready for a tour down here in the States, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to be down there. Well, we leave in a couple weeks, and realistically, we don't come home until about September.
While you guys aren't playing an official South by Southwest showcase, you're going to be here playing at Emo's on the Saturday night that the Interactive and Film Festivals are starting, so you should see a pretty good number of South by Southwest people at your gig.
Yeah, we've always wanted to go to South by Southwest. I mean, the reputation is certainly well-earned, from what I understand. I've always heard a lot better than our Canadian equivalent, which is North by Northeast. I remember last time we were in Texas, you and I talked about that a lot, actually, about what was going on for South by Southwest and just how crazy it actually gets with all the streets being shut down and all the people around. So it's unfortunate that we're not there for the actual event, but hopefully it'll be bustling in the city anyway.
It'll be a lot of fun. Half the press will already be here, so there'll be a lot of people already around. We'll go out and get tacos again.
Awesome. I look forward to that. Tex-Mex food just isn't the same when you're not in the Tex-Mex area.
Maybe this time you guys will have time to check out a band while you're here. Last time, we ran into Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth.
Yeah, I remember that. That was it was just interesting that at any given moment you could just be walking down the street and come across some legendary band. I mean, that's something that we don't exactly get where I'm from. Although every now and again, I'll hear somebody spotted Geddy Lee or something, and that's pretty cool, too.
Nah, I love a good Rush reference when talking about Canadian musicians. It seems almost unavoidable.
You know what? It's just fine. You know, and since we do kind of the progressive thing, a lot of people, both inside and outside of Canada, end up inevitably bringing up the Rush factor, and you know, and that's just fine. Another good piece of Canadian content, Trailer Park Boys. I guess there's an episode where they go to a Rush show, and it's pretty hilarious. One of the better things that came out of the True North, Great and Sweet.
I actually know what the Trailer Park Boys is, but a lot of Americans probably don't down here. It's a comedy show on Canadian television. Tell me, what are some of the songs that you like best from the new album?
Well, I really like a two parts of a three-parter that we did. The first one being Blood Meat, which is the single that is available for download right now, and the second part being Bone Marrow, because it's kind of a historical fiction on a Central Asian theme, and we think that a lot of the Central Asian mythology and the imagery therein lends itself to metal and aggressive music really quite well. So it's something that we wanted to do for a long time, and we have done it. But musically, I'm happy with most of the record, because I think that the reason that we were writing the songs, which is technicality and musicianship, but always under the banner of creative songwriting and making melody the master. We think that we have improved on that, and that fans of our older material, if they're fans of it for the right reasons, are going to be satisfied with the progress that we've made on this new album. And it's an exciting time for us now that we're finally receiving some feedback and seeing that, in fact, our prediction is correct, and people do appear to be recognizing that we have improved.
Which do you prefer, recording or performing live?
They're two different animals. I think in a lot of ways I prefer recording because it is staunchly the creative process. You can go anywhere with the song. You can do anything with it. When you're performing it live, there is, you have to be playing the song. That when you are playing a song live, though, it's never the same. Like, one cannot step into the same river twice in the same sort of idea. One cannot play the same song twice. But there's a difference between replicating a song and actually going and creating it. And I have a whole lot of fun in the studio, but, in a lot of other ways, I like being able to feed off of the energy of the crowd and watch, what's coming out of our speakers translating to the audience. It feels a lot more personal to do that. So I really wouldn't know how to answer that question fairly. I think that they're two different approaches to listening to music and to appreciating music, and I like them both.
You've had an opportunity to tour with a lot of great bands like Avenged Sevenfold, Bad Religion, Anti-Flag, Dragon Force, Trivium. Are there any bands out there that you haven't toured with yet that you'd like to tour with?
Well, joking aside, I'd love to tour with Rush. I think that would be an opportunity to play to an audience that is probably not going to have an opportunity to hear us because they're a little bit older. I'd love to play with them. I'd love to go back in time and play with Six from the UK. I guess they lost both their singers, so I don't know if they're still doing any new material. But, at the end of the day, there are bands who I'd like to tour with because I respect them as musicians and because I admire them as bands. But all I really want is to tour with a bunch of dudes who, that maybe they like, having a couple drinks, maybe like to smoke a joint, something like that. Guys who you can just relax with and have a good time with and forget that, what you're doing is actually kind of a job, and you get back to this grassroots feeling of, well, hey, I'm out there with my friends having a really good time. And I found that a lot of the time, whether I like a band musically or not has very little effect on whether I'm going to like them as people or not. So when it comes to touring, I much prefer to tour the band who maybe the music I don't like, but I know that as people, they're good, solid, honest, down-to-earth guys. But that's not to say I don't want to tour with super shred bands, because I think just being in the environment of that much talent, you can kind of absorb some of it. So, to keep this tradition of answering your questions with paradoxes, I guess I'll say that I just want to tour with bands that I can benefit from, when I can get something in return from them, and hopefully it's a mutual exchange.
Who are some of your influences? Who are some of the bands that have influenced the way you write your music or the way that you play?
The way we write our music, we have always admired bands like Mars Volta and Dillinger Escape Plan and Mastodon, a lot of bands who have that progressive element, because to me it always seems that they never caved into industry standards, and they maintained their own vibe, and they did it to the point that they are as successful as a lot of those bands who did cave into the industry standards. And I think that they forged their own sound and their own vibe, and they stood their own ground, and it paid off. And I think that that's really inspiring and really motivating for bands who attempt to have a bit of that progressive label. Now, it's nice to know that there is an audience out there and that you're not entirely throwing away your future by being in a band that wants to be progressive. There are people out there who are going to appreciate that and recognize that, and you can actually you can be successful doing your own thing.
You guys are having a record release party for your new album, aren't you?
Yeah, Thursday. We're doing a release party in Toronto. It should be just a fun event. I think it's more or less, a listening party. People are going to come out, have a couple drinks, listen to the records. Yeah, it's kind of like a seeing us off kind of thing.
Well, RF, I want to thank you for being our guest today. Hey, what's your website address if people want to follow up with you guys?
It is protestthehero.com. The one we've been advertising is protestthemerch.com in case anyone wants to place album pre-orders or just check out some swank. That's protestthemerch.com.